This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Popped up. Paredes gives it a look. It's drifting, and it is caught by Paredes for the final out. And the Astros hold on to win it 4-3. A ball that stayed in play. Isak Paredes makes the catch for the final out against his former team, and the Astros now 3-2 on the road trip with a 4-3 win on the first game of this series.
Yeah! Go Astros! They win last night 4-3, second straight 4-3 win. They take the first one from the Rays last night as we welcome you in on a Tuesday here. Sports Radio 610, we're with you till 10 a.m. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne. You know, it's funny, that was a foul pop-up to end the game, but it's when you listen to it and you hear Todd Callis go, this one's going to stay in play, I immediately think of the home run that the Rays hit to get their first two runs. I'm like, this is an easy, as we were talking, the phrase, this is a can of corn out there to right field. And then the thing just kept floating and floating and floating. And even Cam Smith, who is, you know, he's largely played in college stadiums and minor league ballparks before this season, even he looked a little quizzical as that thing sailed into the right field stands. Like, wow, these stands, they crept up quick.
There were some fun plays at the wall last night, I think because the ball was carrying so much. And it didn't carry as much in left field, but that damn left fielder for the Rays, Corral, he made some nice snags.
Poor Chazzy.
There have been some annoyingly good outfield plays by the opposing teams in the last couple series. Yeah. Adolis Garcia running around there like he was 170 pounds and said doesn't actually have the neck of a Brahma
sliding around.
That was fun last night. That was fun. I Colton Gordon, there's a lot to like about how aggressive he is as a young guy, and kind of has that killer mentality and look about him as he goes about his business, despite looking a little bit too much like Adam Spillane for my liking. But
I was going to say, he doesn't look like a killer, but he pitches like a killer.
He doesn't look like a young pitcher.
Yeah.
He doesn't quite look like, this guy's young, up and coming. Like, no, he looks like he's 38 years old and he's seen some things,
right,
man.
Right.
He's been through some stuff.
I felt the same way about, I actually felt stronger about this start than his first one. You know, his first start, I'm looking at the numbers, was against the Royals, and it was very traffic-y, and it was, he labored a little bit in that game. He gave up 3 runs and 4 1/3, but I remember coming in the next day after that game, because the Astros ended up winning that game 4-3, and I remember saying, you know what, for a guy making his first big league start, 3 runs in 4 1/3 innings, it's not optimal. You know, if Hunter Brown or Framber went out there and got knocked out in the fifth and gave up 3 runs, it'd be like, all right, well, that's a missed opportunity. But with Colton Gordon, I was like, all right. And last night, last night it was 5 1/3 and gave up 3 earned runs, and 2 of them were on a home run that wouldn't have been a home run in any other ballpark in baseball.
Right. Yep.
So just in terms of like the contact he was giving up and his command and how he looked last night, look, any of these games that you win with the Colton Gordons out there pitching, they something called Brandon Walter is pitching tonight. I had to go Google.
I've been long awaited.
You've been talking about this
Brandon
guy forever.
Walter
pitched. Yeah.
Well, because they got him a couple years ago, but he had an injury he was rehabbing from. So, Brandon Walter, and this is something that I've known for years, is that he at one point, I'm just like you. I had to do all my searching on him last night. He was at one point kind of meteorically rising through the Red Sox organization because he had a Tommy John when he was in college, so he was rehabbing that.
So then, he's gotten one already. We don't have to worry about that.
He's already got. Well, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I got to be careful because I'm mixing my Colton Gordon stuff in with my.
Gordon's had Tommy John. Yeah, Gordon's had Tommy John for sure. I know that. Yeah.
Gordon also was a. Gordon was actually a pizza boy in a non-derogatory way.
Yeah.
Remember, J.J. Watt delivered pizzas for a while, and they called him Pizza Boy when he got drafted. Colton Gordon was delivering pizza while he was rehabbing his Tommy John.
In West Palm,
In West Palm back in the day.
Yep.
So, but no, Brandon Walter, he was like a very fast-rising prospect, and then didn't do much when he got to MLB and then got injured. So you can see the upside in him, hopefully.
So this is so I think to my original point with Colton Gordon and with Brandon Walter is if these guys are giving you what Colton Gordon gave you last night, man, that is house money. These guys are getting called up from the minors to do these spot starts. I say spot starts. I mean, Colton Gordon, he may earn his way into a six-man rotation depending on when Arrighetti comes back, Wisniewski's out for the year. We still don't know if Lance McCullers has all his stuff straightened out yet. You know, he was better last time around. This thing, outside of Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez, and I'll throw Ronel Blanco in there, this thing is just, it is a roulette wheel right now, man.
We're very accustomed to this as Astros fans. Maybe sometimes get a little too comfortable almost being like, well, sure, just bring the next guy up and he'll develop. Remember me with JP France? Yeah, rock solid. Here we go.
He got injured.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. He'd probably be a Cy Young candidate right now.
Are you kidding me? Absolutely, yeah.
But, Hunter Brown is Hunter Brown, but Spencer Arrighetti last year just did the classic Astros thing where all of a sudden we're talking about him this year as a guy that, oh, boy, if he's healthy, there we go. We got
legit number three guy. Yep, legit number three guy.
So, yeah, Colton Gordon could be working his way into a five-man rotation based on how much everything is in flux.
Yeah, everything's in flux right now. So gold star for Colton Gordon last night. Kept him in the game. Did a good job. And Jake Meyers with a home run to give him the lead, and they bring in the bullpen. Bullpen does what the bullpen does. I felt, man, Hader is perfect in save opportunities this year.
Yeah.
And I felt in the ninth inning when the first guy got on by catcher's interference, I'm like, oh, not this way. His perfect season ending because he got catcher's interference and then he got Baltimore chopped over to second on a ground ball, stole third, and then Hader had to pitch his way out of that, man, with just one out and a guy on third.
But it also included a great play by Altuve. Who had charge on an infield pop-up and ended up making
a
great
play. Yeah, on the little bunt.
At second base.
Yeah.
It was a pop-up bunt.
Yeah.
And Altuve.
Sliding catch.
Altuve might have something at second base. Keep an eye on this kid.
This guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This kid might do something.
Yeah.
He might want to consider a full-time switch to second base if he can handle the change at this age.
I wonder how hard that is for him just going back and forth like that. Like, second base and left field is kind of a... There are zero similarities in those two positions.
Sean, you've gone back and forth between a new girlfriend and an old one before.
There's one that's exactly how the
old girlfriend likes it.
Good analogy. You know? Good analogy because all we got told in spring training was how much fun Jose Altuve was having at both positions, especially in left field. He's just having
that's
fun.
That's what happened. He's basically like Bill Belichick at this point. He's got a new girlfriend, but he's also got his old bag of tricks.
His old girlfriend. The old 50-something blonde is second base, and the new Jordan Hudson is left field for him, right?
Yeah. So he goes out there, and he feels alive. It's his muse.
Yeah, man.
Well, left field is Jose Altuve's muse.
Yes.
But then he can go back to second base, which is coaching at UNC, and still do what he's done his whole life,
which is
coach football and or play second base.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
We got a report on Yordan yesterday.
I don't like the shots of him in the dugout. He's always like flexing his hand or something.
Is he? Just, oh, I haven't looked at that to see.
No. Here's the thing. He's not. But it's almost like anytime he makes a hand movement, I feel like it's one of those. I interpret it as, it doesn't look too comfortable. He's holding an iPad, Seth. What are you talking about,
dude? Yordan said that his hand, through an interpreter, said his hand is, quote, getting better, but he still feels it when he swings. Alvarez said he played with the hand hurting for a while, so he was. According to Yordan, he was playing through this for a while. Yeah. And it reached a point where, quote, I had to stop because the hands started getting inflamed, end quote. This is the second time he's dealt with this. The first time was at least the second time. I mean, it's 2025. I want to say he's been dealing with hand issues since the year they won the World Series in 2022 with him.
Yeah.
And this is something, you know, if you're wondering, like, why is Yordan on such a good contract? This is probably one of the reasons why. Like, for whatever reason, this is not shade, but there are some athletes who are just a little more brittle than others, who sustain injury or more susceptible to injury than others. And boy, between obliques and knees and hands, you start to veer towards, okay, this is a good contract, but it's not a great contract because you know Yordan is going to be missing 25 games with something every year. You know
right.
what I mean? And you
right.
can't, and you can't plan for stuff like this. I mean, I guess you can plan overall, but you don't know. It's always lurking around the corner with him.
His hand is the 2022 is when he had the IL stint.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then he had a
finger in 2023.
Okay. Well, that's part of the hand.
That's attached to the hand,
it
right?
It is. Yeah. It's hand adjacent is what they call that
I'm
in
pretty
radio.
Good with the medical terms when it comes to, like, I know that he's had a neck before. That's not.
That's
you can't
torso.
Really call that
that's
the
torso
hand.
Adjacent. That's not hand adjacent.
That's
torso adjacent.
But he had the hand in 2000, he had three times it came up in 2022. That was the thing about
it. Yeah. This was
a big lingering.
Deal. Yes.
It was all season long. The IL stint, even after the IL stint, he ended up, you know, with reports in that season.
Glass half full. In years where Yordan has recurring hand injuries, historically, the Astros win the World Series. And he hits the game-winning home run in the clinching game. That's what, that small sample size. One season, but in every season where he's got lingering hand injuries that put him on the IL, they win the World Series.
We need to do as a show to show him that we support. It's that we should annoy him with a bunch of different suggestions for what he should be doing to keep his hands.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we should smash our hands with a hammer in solidarity with him.
Oh, like old, was that Gardner Minshew that claims he did that? Or was that
I don't know. I
can't remember who it was.
Now I got to go Google it.
He claimed he was on a Barstool podcast and he claimed that in college once he wanted to get a medical red shirt.
That sounds familiar and it sounds like something Gardner Minshew would do.
It sounds like something he would lie about doing. Yeah. I don't know that. But of all spots to injure yourself as a quarterback, I don't think the hand is the smartest one. The thing I worry about with Yordan is...
Yordan out? Gardner Minshew once intentionally tried to break his own hand with a hammer to get another year of eligibility at ECU, yes.
Yeah. Who does that? Who says that? Well, I am a quarterback. It's my non-throwing hand.
Certainly,
I'll risk the smashing into the body part that has so many bones that even big men like Jordan Alvarez can't keep them all together at
one point. I didn't mean to interrupt you. What were you going to say about Jordan there? You were going to say something.
Did you interrupt me?
To the Gardner Minshew.
Oh, yeah. That's what I worry about with Jordan is that could it be like a muted version of J.J. Watt where he's not having these season-ending type injuries or anything, but you feel like J.J. never attained his true potential greatness because he just had too many injuries. Jordan, in some ways, it feels like, man, for how potentially great he could be.
Yeah.
J.J. is a guy that if he had stayed healthy, could have been an all-time sack leader.
Yep.
Like that type of up in that category.
I like
but the injuries did him in.
I like the analogy. Jordan is not a Hall of Famer yet. When J.J. started getting hurt, he was already a Hall of Famer. But they're both among the best at what they did when healthy, for sure. Yeah. But
but if Jordan keeps having nagging injuries or perpetually having these issues, that's what, I guess that could, it's in that same boat.
It's in the same boat, for sure. They are both, when healthy, they are both peak at what they do, no question.
They might both be those guys that are so big and freakishly athletic that their bodies can't handle it.
Maybe, man. I hope that's not the case, but at least you got him on a good deal, which doesn't mean squat when he's sitting there hanging out, chit-chatting in the dugout.
It's less of a good deal when he's not playing.
When he's not playing, it's way less of a good deal. But the Astros win last night, that's the big thing, so we'll circle back to that in headlines. All right, we found out via some content from another NFL team about a trade the Texans were looking to make in the draft. The Texans were looking to move up. Were they looking to draft the same guy this team selected when they rejected the Texans trade? Would you have done this deal? And who would not be on this team right now if they did this deal? This is some interesting stuff. We will get to that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.